Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Acerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival. I'm here with two guests from the Torino Film Lab, two of the producers guests to the Torino Film Lab this year. Raymond Patana-Virangun, producer of The Apprentice, and David Lindner, producer of That Trip We Took With Dad. Good morning,
hello.
Both of you.
Hey. Hello.
So, the first question is the most obvious one, is how did you get in touch with the Torino Film Lab, and how did the collaboration on this project worked for you, for both of you? Who starts first? Who goes first? David goes first.
Okay. It was not actually me who got in touch with the Film Lab. I have to admit that I got involved into the project later on, after it was here. So really it was the producer that had the project before and the director that applied here. I just took over it.
You took over it.
So it's not so such a big story I can make of it, and I cannot even tell how it worked.
It's a good story. I mean, you were just coming after them, and then you took the project, and the project was concluded, was finished with the
No, it wasn't
them.
Really. It was finished here, but the project wasn't finished at all.
And now what? How did it go? I mean, how did you get to the end of the project then?
Please?
How did you get to the end of the project? How did you close the movie after you got in? After you got in the project,
how I closed? In what sense? How do I? How did I finish the film? Or finish
financing? No. Finish the financing and then the film. I mean, at which time of the process you got in? And what did you have to do after that?
I mean, it was. I cannot really tell how much after Torino Film Lab, but the film was still in a development phase. It was there was a screenplay, but it was not really working. And that was a point where I got in and then went all the way from finishing development, financing, producing, and everything. I mean, until the finished film. And
the film has been toured a lot in many other festivals before here.
I cannot really tell, but above 10 festivals, I think.
Well, which is a pretty good turn.
For half a year, it's okay.
It's okay. Mm. Well, Raymond, your movie has been touring festivals since like ages now. Since May. It was he opened in Cannes. And then how is the life of the film doing so far?
It's doing quite well. I just learned just now that we won an award in Taiwan Golden Horse. We won NetPAC.
Yeah, very good.
It's our fifth award, so that's great. We have been already to nearly 40 festivals in about half a year, which is, you know, like, been so far so good. Mm-hmm. The film is doing quite well. But one quick correction. The film is called Apprentice, not The Apprentice.
Apprentice, I know.
And because otherwise, I just don't want to get sued by Donald Trump, especially he's now going to be the new president. So
okay. It is Apprentice, and also on the catalog is Apprentice. So everything is really correct. But differently from David, you were attached to this project from the very, very beginning, So can you tell us something about this?
Yeah, so I worked also on the director's first film called Sandcastle, which was also in Cannes in Critics Week. And so when he was working on the next film, he asked me for my opinion on what project he would do next. And he sent me two different projects, and I read them, and I kind of said, no. And then he said, what do you mean, no? I said, I don't think you should do either of them. And he said, why? And I said, it's because it's too similar to your first film. Because the main thing is I want him as a director to grow. And it was very important to, you know, have him challenge himself, because the first film establishes that you can make a film, but the second one establishes that you can have a career. And it's very important that he pushes himself. And I want it to be a co-production, so we can work with some of the best technicians in the world, whether they be French or British or German. And so it was very important for me to basically push him to do something bigger than just another small Singaporean film. And so then he came back to me after a while and said, well, there is this project about the death penalty and the execution in Singapore, but I don't think I'm ready for it. And I said, perfect, this is your next project. And then he said, no, but
You're a mean person. You
know? And then he said, but I'm not ready for it. I said, no, you have to challenge yourself. You have to really, your next film has to be a big step forward for your, for you. You have to basically really challenge yourself. And that's why we started. And also, the story was actually co-created by myself and him, because we worked with him on every step of the script.
And David, you are, I mean, you didn't have this kind of relationship with this movie in particular, as you told us. How was your relationship with the director once you got in the project, and how did you manage your relationship with him? Because not always is easy.
Yeah, but actually it's we had a little history before, because she started that project before we even knew. It took years to develop the screenplay. And during these years, she also made a short film. And this short film she did with me. We really worked from scratch. I mean, from the first idea through all the development process and the shooting and everything. And it was very successful, this short film. It's actually the most awarded German short film. It was over, 300, 400 festivals, won 80, over 80 awards worldwide. And after we finished this one, she was like, I mean, of course, this is where the idea actually was born. Maybe I'm doing the long film also with this guy.
And then it happened.
And then it happened, yes. So we didn't really start from zero with the long film. From a selling point of view, this was a perfect package you could really deliver to other people and say, hey, we made this really great successful short,
and now we make
the next step, and do you want to join? And that really convinced most of the people that that we collaborated with later on.
My last question is a kind of a tricky one for both of you. On each one of your projects, is there something that you would have done differently now compared to when you were producing the movie? Is there any mistake that you made that you were not made to make again? No, don't be so. No, come on.
No, now I think this, for me, it was my first fiction feature, and. I mean, you cannot know everything when you're doing it, and lots of times I'm the person who says, "Oh, I'm just doing it and learning by doing." And,
of course,
and I learned a lot, so to say. But I mean, you can also apply it for the next film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, now when you watch the movie for like the 10th or 20th time, I don't know, is there something you say, here? That could have been done differently, or that could have been done.
Absolutely. I mean,
that could not have been done.
I think
at all.
When I watch it, I think, wow, it's really a good film, and I'm really happy that it came out like that. But in every film I made until now, I can see all those mistakes that are still in there in every film, and I think it never changes. You can go for perfection all the time, but you still will never get there, and you will always see this, all these little mistakes that probably no one cares and no one else sees, but you see
them. But you know. Yeah. And you, Raymond, about Apprentice. I mean, you are more like experienced producer than Daniel is, so at least on feature films. So.
Well, I mean, there are certain things, yeah, that I would do differently, but I won't name them because they're a bit sensitive. But, I mean, I think probably one of the most important part was actually when we wrote the script, we were very conscious of what message we wanted to say, and maybe a little bit too conscious, and maybe we should have let it go a little bit more and then kind of like make it just... be a bit more organic, maybe. Mm-hmm. But in the end, you know, actually, like, despite all the hardships and everything, I have to admit I have really great partners. You know, like, I think my co-producers are really great. We have, you know, the film looks good. You know, it sounds good, at least from my opinion. I was quite happy with the film and the way it turned out. Yeah, despite... you know, budget limitations and having to suddenly move to Australia to shoot and all these really like difficult logistics, you know, but I mean, yeah, that happens on most films.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you very much, both of you. Thank you, David Lindner. Thank you, Raymond Patanavirangoon, for having been with us. And Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.